This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. U.S. Representative Derek Kilmer visited Port Townsend yesterday, addressing a full house at the Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce with an update on government activities and issues. Asked to talk about what kept him up at night, Kilmer told the chamber about massive politically oriented disruption that gets in the way of significant economic change. For this reason, one of his most important issues is to pass legislation that gets the money out of politics. He also chairs a committee that puts forth recommendations about how Congress can better function and participates in a weekly bipartisan working group where members of both parties meet informally to discuss upcoming legislation and solicit a bill's co-sponsorship from across the aisle. He said the political portions of these meetings can result in some feisty conversations, but compared to life in politics to a good marriage. You don't agree with your partner on everything, but have to be able to talk to each other and not have every interaction turn into the Jerry Springer show. As this was a legislative rather than political visit, Kilmer did not directly criticize the personalities in the current administration. However, he told KPTZ that a lot of the policies pursued by the Trump administration directly hurt the people that Kilmer represents. The current budget, in Kilmer's words, really hammers the rural community. He said that a budget is not just a series of numbers, it represents a statement of values. And those values reflected by the current budget do not correspond with his own priorities or those in this region. Prior to his appearance at the chamber, Kilmer met with Jefferson County staff and electeds in a roundtable format for back and forth on local issues. This included advocating for the Port Hadlock sewer project, which the county cannot finance on its own. Kilmer heard several reasons why the federal government should support the project, including proximities to Indian Island and Puget Sound. A septic-based community so close to the water increases the possibility of severe environmental damage, Kilmer was told. Kilmer addressed the lack of affordable housing at both appearances, advocating for the construction of low-cost dwellings. The meeting with the commissioners added another wrinkle that the lack of affordable housing represents a health crisis. Working families earning a minimum wage have trouble affording child care, and there are no facilities in the county licensed to accept child care vouchers. The latest issue of the Port Townsend City newsletter, included on our utility bills, represent a changing of the guard at the city. Mayor Deborah Stinson, who lost her bid for a third term last month, wrote that she hoped that Port Townsend continues its national reputation as a city on the forward-thinking edge of community resilience. And the new city manager, John Morrow, expressed enthusiasm for his job, saying that he has visited several community organizations and will continue to do so on a regular basis. He also announced he will begin hosting a weekly informal chat every Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. December's meetings will take place at Velocity Coffee, with a location changing each month. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.